Oh my God, Liv. People are always coming to me asking how to make six figures as a life coach. And I'm like, what? Like, it's hard?
It's easy if you just go to class. To get our free class on how to make six figures in your coaching business, all you need to do is text the words six figures to 813-212-8869.
Again, text six figures to 813-212-8869 to get our free class on how to make six figures as a life coach today.
Now let's get back to the episode.
It's time to pick up the phone. Answer that call.
This call is your calling and you can't hide from it or ignore it.
That passion you have to help people and make a difference isn't going anywhere. You deserve to get paid and paid well doing work you love and changing lives.
Everything in your life has led you here, and now we're here to help you figure out how to make your destiny your reality.
Welcome to Six Figure Certified Coach, the podcast hosted by Inner Glow Circle.
IGC is an internationally accredited life coaching school created to take your existing professional skills paired with your life experience and turn it into a six-figure coaching business.
We've trained thousands of successful coaches, and now it's your turn.
Let's get focused, get real, and get you six-figure certified. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Six Figure Certified Coach, the podcast. I'm your host, Liv Chapman, and we have a very special guest today. Kendall Daly is here. Kendall is, of course, a certified coach, an ICF credentialed coach, and she is also the director of our level two or leadership programming at IGC. And I'm going to let you introduce yourself, Kendall, but I have to say, like, Kendall is has one of the more interesting, cool stories of coming into coaching. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking about becoming a coach, or like maybe you went through a little bit of coach training but never really did anything with it, this story is really going to change your perspective about what's possible. So without further ado, thanks for being here, Kendall.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here with you today and to share a little bit and hopefully inspire some wonderful humans out there. So
that's literally what you always do.
Thank you.
I think everyone in the company is one of their favorite people to be around is Kendall, because I have never left a room, a retreat house, a call, or a space without feeling a little bit better about myself because of something that you have said. Hmm. You know, we talk a lot in IGC about acknowledgement, and that is something that you also very much bring to the community. So
thank you.
Where do we begin? I mean, I always like when you start the story of how we met.
So how did we meet? Well, that leads us right into, if I tell you the first time I met Liv in person was at my very first retreat after joining Leaders Rising. And at that point, I probably had not traveled alone or on my own really in about 20 years. It was post-COVID, and I'll give you the backstory in a minute, but I remember getting to the retreat house and knocking on the door, and I was feeling a little timid and a little uncomfortable, and Liv opened the door, and I was like, I don't know if you know who I am. She was like, of course I do. And I felt like a little starstruck because I finally got to meet the Liv Chapman in person. And
oh my God, you're making me blush.
She was everything I hoped she'd be and more. So the backstory is I have been a hairstylist for 31 years, and it's an amazing profession and job, and I moved from the state of Connecticut to the state of Maryland on a hope and a prayer, not knowing a single person in the state of Maryland. And I was wondering what was next for me, what was my purpose and passion. And after getting settled here, I hired a life coach, and I worked with her to figure out what was next for me. I was looking for something that filled my cup, aren't we all? I was looking for something that had job flexibility that would allow for me to work from anywhere. Being a hairstylist, you always have to rebuild a clientele. And I was looking for what was next for me if we moved again, now that we had moved, which was amazing after I've been here now for 7 years, but the process was definitely soul searching and had its ups and downs for sure. But once I got through that stage and I hired a coach, I came to this realization that I didn't know there were all these people in the world waiting for me to meet. And when I got to that point and that space, I realized anything is also possible. So I, from that coaching experience, I was like, why am I not doing this? Family is really important to me. And after that, my next two high core values are connection and community. And I love people. So, you know, when you said like people, you leave a space feeling better. Thank you so much. That's such the like highest compliment, because I think that's a testament to my love for people. And that being said, I joined a coach training program and it was an IGC and it was a wonderful program that, and, I kind of had to like build my program, if you will. At that time, there was not mentor coaching in my program. And we touched on business, where I feel like IGC is the one-stop, you know, shop. You can have it all, if you will. So somebody in our group, New Liv, reached out and said, would you be willing to mentor coach for a group of us? We want to become credentialed coaches and we need that mentor coaching piece. So that's how I came to meet Liv, you know, virtually for the first time. And it was fun and it was energetic and it was contagious. I just wanted more. Every time I was in space with her or the circle or something with IGC, I just wanted more. And I had this mentor coaching experience. I continued working on gathering my hours to become a credentialed coach. And then I just was dabbling in anything IGC. What could I take, whether it was a digital program or show up in the circle and be coached? And every experience was like, I couldn't get enough. I wanted to be part of this. I wanted to belong, if you will. And that being said, I really wanted to take this program called Leaders Rising. It was a graduate level program. It was year long and you were going to up level as a coach. I wanted to become a credentialed coach and be a mentor. So this was it for me. And the caveat at the time was, unless you went through IGC's coach training program.
Right. Like our level one program.
You couldn't take the level two program. So
back when we used to have rules.
So I just kept sticking around and plugging along. And at some point in time, and Liv will laugh when I say this, I proved myself that I could be take this level two program, even though I was somebody that hadn't gone through their coach training. And Leaders Rising changed my life.
Well, here's the thing. This is the part of the story that Kendall left out, is that Kendall is a model of like, if you never ask, you're never going to get it, right? So Kendall, so first of all, Kendall started in with mentor coaching with me, and then you wanted to be part of IGC. So you enrolled in Let's Glow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're curious about Let's Glow, aka like getting into IGC, that's like one of our very affordable digital courses on confidence, mindset, money, and sales. But because of IGC's core value of work for yourself, not by yourself, our digital courses also come with access to the Circle, which is where we have weekly open coaching calls. It's like a 24/7 supportive community. It's really where all the fun happens. So then Kendall did that. And then you just asked our director of training at the time, like if you could go through level two, right?
After, yeah, I built up enough confidence to do that.
After she did Let's Glow, she had the confidence to just ask. And I remember Kelly at the time coming to me and I was like, well, I don't see why not. Like, if you've gotten some coach training experience, like level two is really, you can't be super green in level two because you just would be lost, right?
Right.
So you end up being our very first student to go through the level two course that hadn't gone through or that had taken the initial coach training elsewhere.
Right.
And now what? Where are we now?
So fast forward a few years and I have landed my dream job of actually being the Leaders Rising coordinator and running the whole program. So I would have never in a million years told you that that was possible. But when you, whether fear is showing up, but when you're courageous enough to do the thing that in your core you believe is right for you, even if maybe the answer is no, there'll be another way. But when you step through fear and over the threshold and ask for what you want, many things become possible. So I went through the program. Like I said, I met Liv in person for the first time. The retreat was life-changing as well. This, I always say, I felt like I walked in very timid, a little shy. And I walked out with like Stella got her groove back. It was like, wow, the flame that had been dim had reignited and I was ready to take the world by storm. My confidence was boosted and we still had several months of Leaders Rising left. So lots happened in that time period. I became a credentialed coach. I am now a mentor coach. I lead this program and that transformative journey that I experienced, I now get to be the witness as well as the spark for many other women. And we were just talking about this in over a year's time. We're touching lives of over 24 women that believe in themselves or believe in themselves just enough that walking alongside them and acknowledging them, lifting them up, challenging them to rise is everything they needed to level up and take the next step for themselves and their businesses.
Well, the other thing about Leaders Rising too, is that I feel like it goes back to like how IGC was created in the first place, in the sense of like, we had 20 something coaches that had all gone to different coach training programs and everybody was like hustling alone in their businesses, you know? And so Katie had originally had like this monthly goddess circle where they would all come together and like talk about what's next, which eventually led to becoming IGC. And I do feel like Leaders Rising is that container that just like keeps you growing, right? I don't know. I mean, the dark side of this is like, are you incapable of doing anything alone? And I ask myself this all the time because I'm like, everything we do is like in partnership and in collaboration in IGC. And I'm like, it's not about not wanting to be alone. It's that there's so much more power in the collective and in community. And so I never want to do life or business alone. And I think that after someone graduates from level one in coach training, they're super prepared. They can go start their business. They can go make $1 million. We've had students do that. But we also have students who are like, I don't really want to leave. Like, I want to keep going. And I've referred to Leaders Rising or level two as like having a board of directors to work with. And I think that is obviously also having your leadership, but just being in that space where it's like, you don't get to not do what you say you're going to do because everybody's with you. Yeah. Everybody's holding you accountable. And of course there's space for grace and growth and people being at different levels. But I think when you really commit to going all in, it takes a community effort, like, to keep going.
Absolutely.
Because when we're sitting alone at home and we have a bad day, or we get a lot of rejections, or, you know, our funnel's broken, or social media is not converting, whatever it is, it's like, why in this moment of despair would you want to deal with that alone? Like, I don't. I want to run to Leaders Rising and be like, listen to what's happening. Help.
And that's exactly what everyone does. So a couple points you made. The community piece, often they finish coach training. Some roll right into Leaders Rising. Some do it 6 months to a year later. And the biggest piece that they say is they miss the community. They miss being part of something. They miss collaboration. And then the other piece, like you said, is you now have another year as you're continuing to grow your business. For some, launch their business, for some to take their businesses that they've had to that next level. You have this year-long experience of tapping into this space. And I love the phrase that many of the students and trainers use: you're being called up, not called out. And we talk about grace, but we also say, you know, you join this to rise. So we can all have a little grace, but you're also going to get some stuff done.
It really is a get shit done kind of vibe in there. And you get to hang out in person because we have those two retreats. And it's like we're marketing this right now, but it's not even open for enrollment anymore. You got to wait till next year if you're listening to this. But Kendall really runs that whole program and has done it so beautifully. We've had so many amazing student success stories. And I feel like it's also just something that we all look forward to so much, like picking out the next retreat house, being all together in person. And if you're listening to this and you're like working very much alone, or you feel like you're siloed and you don't have this, I don't think that it's invaluable. There's no price you can put on having people who have your back all the time, all the time. And whether you're in the circle or in one of our certification programs, like, that's the vibe of the whole community. And I think that, Kendall, you just model that in everything you do. But I have other questions for you.
All right, let's go.
So you have your work with IGC, of course. And then I also liked some of your story, like all of your story, but I like to hear the parts of the story about how you've really like diversified the use of your coaching credential and certification. So obviously you're in IGC, you're a trainer, you're a mentor coach, you're the director of the level 2 program. You're like an ICF expert. But you also use your coaching certification for other things. And I'd love for you to share that so it can open up the realm of possibility for our listeners.
Absolutely. One of the other things I've done is I've sat on the ICF Maryland membership board. That's been fun, meeting people locally and being able to network. Through that, I've done some We moved with COVID the way everybody else did. So we did these virtual coffee chats and different topics quarterly. How do we as a community support coaches? Or what's your check-in as a coach when it comes to, hey, I want to work with people in this category, or I am noticing that this is a topic that's coming up in my coaching, and how can I get some support around that? As well as just doing some fun meetup events and bringing coaches together. And then some of the other work that I do in really diversifying, right? I am very blessed to be working with the Mid-Atlantic Foundation as well, and serving as a coach for their financial leadership programs. And what that is they are about 18-month programs. They work with pastors and laity, and we come in as the coaches, not the experts on the financial, helping them grow their missions and ministries. So to coach with pastors in group formats, as well as individuals It keeps us all accountable and yeah. allows for churches to thrive, if you will. So yeah. That's really fun and exciting, and also just a whole different piece of coaching. And then some other things that I do in the coaching realm, like you said, was the ICF and the certification process is really big to me. I believe anybody that wants to be a credentialed coach should have all the tools they need. So working with people to get credentialed and to go through that mentor coaching journey and reach their next level.
Pass the test.
Yes.
Pass the ICF credentialing exam. But yeah, you really just embody all of the like most professional sides of coaching too. And I think our industry needs more of that. Like more people who value being really, really excellent at what they do. And also, I mean, this is a question slash comment, but it's my understanding that having the credential has really opened up every door for you professionally as a coach and in terms of being able to grow your business and ultimately diversify your income in meaningful ways.
Absolutely. So for me and for some organizations, you know, having the credential is key. So in order to work with them or sometimes work with nonprofits, the credential is a big piece of that. Or if you're leading a group of coaches, if you're the leader, what are your, you know, attributes or certifications? Because that's also really important. You become a little more sought after, or you also become the expert. You've done a rigorous training and you've gone through something that is considered the gold standard of coaching. And you can be successful without the credential. Being a certified coach is definitely something to aim for. But for me, I knew that I wanted more. I wanted to be able to have, as you said, diversify myself as a coach. And that allowed for me to do that.
What do you think about the, this is like an argument that I've seen many times on social media, but I've heard it go something like, well, just because you have a piece of paper doesn't mean you're a better coach, which I a million times over disagree with. But what do you think about having the credential actually makes you better?
So here's what I will say. It's a rigorous certificate, you know, credential. Getting credentialed by the ICF, you have to submit calls to be each level. You have to submit more calls. So to be I'm a PCC credentialed coach, which is professional certified coach. And that process was, you have to do a minimum of over 500 hours of coaching. You have to submit to recorded calls. And within those calls, there's coach standards or markers. And you have to hit those markers during your calls and submit that. So it's a rigorous process. It's a lot of practice. So why does that piece of paper mean anything? The ICF is also international. So this is the standard internationally. So they hold people to a high standard. Here's the other thing about that piece of paper. If, you know, at some point the coaching industry becomes regulated, I'm not in a panic and trying to get things together to do what I need to do in order to continue doing the profession that I love. And I think that's a big piece of it for everybody. They can change the rules at any time. And it's, but I would go back, you know, I'm also a cosmetologist. So as a hairstylist, I have to renew a license every so many years. And I had to, in a similar way, I had to take an exam as well as do an actual, you know, model to make sure that I was doing the techniques and using the safety standards and all of those things, you know, in order to become a cosmetologist. So that little piece of paper might mean nothing to some, but I will tell you, being registered as a professional coach and an ICF credentialed coach, they have a registry and people can look that up. So often one of those things that you would do is you would go and look that up under the ICF. And if your name comes up, and I've gotten recommendations that way.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't go to, I don't want to put ourselves on that level, but you wouldn't go to a doctor that wasn't, you know, certified.
Right. That didn't have a license. Like, no, the license doesn't guarantee you have a good doctor, but I'd rather put my money in a doctor with the license than without. I also would say too, the ethical components of the ICF are really important to me. I see so much unethical shit in the coaching industry. It's traumatizing to just hear what goes on. And I think being held to that standard is something that just like personally keeps you grounded in what you're doing and keeps you more focused, right? Like stay in your lane as a coach, do the right thing, staying committed to the craft and the art of coaching in an ethical way. Not everyone is willing to do it because there are a lot of people, I believe, in the coaching industry that just start selling the next trend, right? Mm-hmm. And I think when you position yourself with the ICF and you make that commitment, it holds you to a higher standard. And the last thing I'll say is I think a lot of the women that go through IGC are professional women, right? They're professional women with some type of educational background, not being in education, but, you know, they graduated from somewhere, they have some type of a degree or some type of great professional experience. And they actually find that having a legit credential from an accredited training organization builds their confidence.
Absolutely.
Right? It actually makes you feel better about the work that you're doing. It makes you stand out in the marketplace. And just like every other professional endeavor you've had, you've decided to go all in and commit to excellence in that area. And that has you show up at a different level. It just does.
Absolutely. I just had a conversation with one of the students that's going through the credential process. And she talked about, you know, what level credential and why. And I told her my journey. I decided to go the ACC path first and then the PCC path. And for me, the importance of that was that it built my confidence. I didn't want to wait to do, you can go like whatever path you'd like. But for me, it was important to get my ACC credential first and then my PCC instead of going straight for my PCC because it built the confidence for me as a coach that I had arrived. I was, you know, if I could pass this rigorous process, I could do it again. And if I was able to pass this process, I was pretty good at my craft. And then going back to the ethical piece, it's almost like you're taking an oath. And to be in integrity with that oath, I have made a promise to myself, to the people that I serve, and to the ICF that I will do just that.
Yeah. I just like it. I don't know how else to describe it. I know I like say some crazy stuff about uncertified or uncredentialed coaches, like people who just call themselves coaches. But the thing that gets me the most too is like, people want to create six-figure results, but don't want to put in six-figure effort. And I was just doing an interview a little while ago, and we were talking a lot about longevity. And I'm like thinking about that word again now when it comes to your business. Like, there's always going to be a way to get rich quick online. There's always going to be a way to like make money quickly. But I think that if you're serious about being great at what you do and you're serious about helping people change their lives. Like we both you and I got into coaching because we received coaching and nothing was ever the same. Nothing. Like in the best way. And we know that the power of coaching. And I know on my interview with Charisma, she was talking so beautifully about, like, once you know what coaching does, like, you can't unknow it. You have to tell everyone, because it's like, like, mind blowing. And I've just gone off on a tangent. I can't remember where we were going, but, or where I was going. But I think at the end of the day, the committing to your service being excellent is what creates a business that goes decades versus a year or 6 months or that whole, there's so many interesting stats, like women-owned businesses, 80% quit in the first year, the other 50% quit after five. And then the bright side of those statistics though is, like, correct me if I'm wrong on this ICF one, Kendall, I know it's in our open house, but something, what, like 88% of consumers prefer to hire a coach who's certified or credentialed, somewhere in that 85 to 90. Mm-hmm. And the coaching industry is growing every day. So I, you just can't talk me out of the importance of it. That's my point.
So a couple things come back, right? What I think of when I think of coaching is the power in partnership. Mm-hmm. It's also, if you're depending on the type of coaching you're doing, if you're doing one-to-one coaching, it's an investment in you. How often do we invest in ourselves? And it is growth, optimal growth, that you will never go back to what it was before. You can't, like, you can't undo coaching, as Charisma said. It is something, I am forever changed for having grown as a coach, learned about coaching, the way that I have conversations. I'm far more curious in the world. I love learning about people, and far less. And in the coaching space, I'm not, but in my personal life, I'm far less judgmental. So what I love about the coaching space too is when you invest in you, your dreams, your goals, your desires happen. You are transformed. And the things that you've always wanted happen. There's accountability. The beauty of a coaching space is going back to the integrity and going back to that code of ethics and whatnot. It's all about the client. It is client led. It's 1 hour of investing in you, making it all about you. It is safe. It is confidential. What happens in coaching spaces stays in coaching spaces. I'm going to take a stand for you. I'm going to hold you accountable because you said you wanted this. And how many people in your life are doing that for you?
Kendall, do you think that coaching is just the epitome of self-care? Because that's what I'm starting to hear. And as you're talking about coaching, I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait until my next session with my coach. Because you're like 1 hour just for you. And I don't know. I think it might be one of the greatest forms of self-care.
I now wholeheartedly that I'm thinking about agree. It.
Yeah.
I like you just said that, I get excited. It's like, oh, what am I working towards? And I can't wait to talk to this person. And coaches then ask, right? Thought-provoking questions, help create awareness, help you have these amazing breakthroughs that you're like, that's what that was. So that you can no longer, you know, no excuses in coaching. That's also, right? Like you can't stay stuck. If you stay stuck, then that's something that you're choosing. But in order to stay there, that means somebody isn't calling you out on it. And that's what coaching is. It's like, you said you wanted this. I'm going to take a stand for you.
Yeah. Wow. So many places we can go with this conversation, but I also want to just touch on one other thing. like, if you don't know Kendall personally, like I fortunately do, to the point where Kendall has actually done my hair before, blow dried my hair, which is the most, I don't know, the most beautiful thing ever, especially if you have, how would you describe it? I didn't have a mom who blew dry my hair, so it was very nice. But you're also a busy mom of three kids. And they're some are in college, some are about to be in college. Like, you have so much. And I'm kind of curious, like, what did coaching give you back to yourself?
Coaching gave me back my confidence. Coaching allowed for me to deep in my heart know that I mattered.
Yeah.
And that I brought more to the world than being a mother and a wife and a carer. It also allowed me to break up with myself and being people pleasing. And I believe like in longevity. So if I've got a lot of years left, I'm going to roll through those years with tapping into my purpose and my passions and having a more harmonious life, and finding my joy. And that's what coaching has done for me.
Aww. Thank you for sharing that. I feel like we talk so much about being coach, but also there's so much that, you know, it's back to being, I think, when whether we're being coached or being coach. And you know, if you're listening to this, if you're the person who just like gets butterflies from supporting people or like can't sleep at night when you know you've said something that like really changed one of your friends or family members' lives, like that's the kind of feeling I feel like we get to create through this work every day. And if that resonates with you, I mean, I want to just, if you're cool with it, I'm going to just kind of plug your information. So if you want to talk to Kendall about leadership, or she works really well with like clarity around your purpose and transformation, you can go to innerglowcircle.com/Kendall-daily, which will be in the show notes. And I think you have a free call on there. So if you want to talk to Kendall about, you know, up-leveling your leadership with your credential, or just figuring out what to do with the rest of your life, even, right? Whether it's with your coaching certification or your business or, you know, any transition, you are in great hands. At IGC, we teach that you need to be able to coach anyone around anything. And while we bring so many coaches on here that are super like niche down, I think Kendall has years in the game and hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of coaching. And whatever big choice you have, I don't know how else to describe it. It's like, this is the person you need to be on the phone with. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the phone with Kendall a lot with a lot of my big choices. So y'all can take my word for it. But she's absolutely amazing. And if you would like to talk to her, or the link to speak with her is going to be in the show notes of this show.
I would love to have a conversation, so please feel free. I mean, last week I even just said, I was in this amazing coaching session and I responded with, wow, this is why I do this work. It is profound, mm-hmm. and it fills my cup and it never gets old. So partnering with people because of my love for people is, you know, couldn't bring me more joy. And I feel so blessed that I found like my purpose and I get to tap into my passions.
And you're just going to walk away from talking to Kendall and feel like a thousand times better about your life and yourself. And so absolutely worth it, without a doubt. But thank you for agreeing to come on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's been such a pleasure. I always love sharing space with you. And
you too.
I look forward to the next time.
Awesome. Thank you all for listening. If you know someone who's like, what the heck is the ICF or what should I do with the rest of my life? Please share this episode with them and be sure to book a call with Kendall. If nothing else, like I said, it's going to make your day. We'll see you next time.
Let's face it, the world needs you and your clients are waiting.
This is the year you make it happen and become a six-figure certified coach doing exactly what you were called to do.
If you loved this episode, give us a 5-star review and share it with someone else who's ready to make moves and answer their calling.
We can't wait to see you next week and help you make your first or your next six figures as a certified coach.